This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, after my parents and I were all double vaccinated, I was able to travel to Kansas City to visit. It was wonderful. In my whole life, I'd never gone such a long time without seeing my parents or returning to my hometown. By chance, I was staying with my parents on the day of the funeral of Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. As the three of us all went about our mourning, we watched different parts of the ceremony as it was shown live on TV. I was very struck by the fact that both my parents, independently of each other, made the same observation to me. Some additional background about the royal family, if you don't follow their news closely. In 2018, Prince Harry married Meghan Markle, and last year, the couple decided that they would no longer be working members of the royal family. As a consequence of this decision, among other things, Prince Harry relinquished several honorary military titles, so he can no longer wear a military uniform at official events, as he used to do. Later in the day, when we were running errands together, my mother said, "Did you see that all the men in the royal family were wearing civilian clothes, not military uniforms?" The commentator said that the Queen directed that change. Now that Prince Harry gave up his honorary military titles, he can't wear the uniform anymore, and he would have been the only one. The Queen didn't want to make him feel set apart. "Interesting," I said. I wouldn't have known enough to notice anything unexpected about what they were wearing. The next morning, when my father and I were out on our usual long walk together, my father said, "I thought it was such a good idea for the Queen to tell the family that they should all be dressed alike. It was really wise to anticipate how that issue could be a problem." I was astonished that he said this because it was so unlike him to pay attention to the royal family, court protocol, or how people were dressed. That action by the Queen really made an impression. And I agree. I think my mother and father were right. It showed great foresight to imagine the consequence of this traditional practice. This aspect of the ceremony might well have gone unquestioned in a time of great grief and pressure, until it was too late. It's hard to be thoughtful in the moment, and it's even harder to be thoughtful ahead of time. If you'd like to see a photo of the royal family wearing mourning dress rather than their traditional uniforms, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.